Okay, Sue, good morning.
Hey, is this Jesse?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kanan Smith. How are you?
Kanan Smith, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Thank you so much for calling. We are so excited for your show in August here in Sioux City.
And I'm so pumped. I can't wait to get there.
You know,
how y'all doing?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. Are you ready for the 4th of July? Any big plans?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. We actually have a lot going on. I'm playing again here tonight in Florida, and then we drive through the night. 4th of July, we got my father-in-law coming to town, and we also get a dog the day before. So there's a lot going on.
You're what? Getting a dog?
Yeah, we're getting a dog. We're getting a dog it'll be our first. We never have done the dog thing. So my wife and I found one that suits our lifestyle right now, and we pulled the trigger.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm a huge dog lover. I have a 2 at home, but what kind is it? What's the name going to be? Can you release that info?
His name's Rowdy.
Rowdy. Oh, nice. What breed of dog is it?
It's not a man's dog.
Okay.
It's a really cute dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Morkie. It's a Maltese Yorkie mix.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
Where we live right now, if we don't have a yard, and I travel so much and stuff that, you know, we're gone a lot. So we had to have a dog that could travel easily and doesn't need a lot of exercise. So,
oh, sure.
We had to get a small one, but I'm really excited.
That is so fantastic. Well, we started off, my husband and I have a Westie when we got together, and then we upgraded. We still have her, thank God. I love her. But yeah, he had to get the lab for himself too, because Westie was a little too girly for him. So maybe in a couple years you'll still have Rowdy and then get a bigger dog for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, you know, I was Googling you the other day, and it was so funny because one of the Magic Mike XXL trailers came up.
So, that's so funny.
Right to the side. So I'm wondering, do you have a little sneak peek in there? Do you have a cameo or what's going on?
Absolutely not, but I should have. I definitely should have.
You definitely should have, or maybe Love You Like That could be in there. That could be on the soundtrack, don't you think?
What could Love You Like That?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Well, that is just exploded on the charts. How are you feeling about that?
It's crazy. I mean, it feels so good just to have a song that, is resonating with the people, And when you write a song, you never know where it's going to land, what's going to happen with it. You just do your best work and then hope for the best. And, Love You Like That just it's blown everybody's mind. It's the kind of song, though, that they want to sing and they want to call their own, I think it's really an anthem, for the nitty gritty boys and the girls that like them.
Oh, it's so true. Well, and I've heard some previous interviews with you, and you're talking about the lyrics, and you're like, this isn't some pansy love song.
Right,
this is a very strong, heartfelt love song.
And that was important to me. It's important to me to convey that a man's man kind of dude like me, can.
Mm-hmm.
Can still say I love you, and mean it.
You write a lot of songs for a lot of huge artists, including yourself, but how do you decide which ones you want to keep? I mean, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's, as a songwriter and an artist are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm both of those, but at the same time, not everything I write fits who I am as an artist, so I can't expect that every song I write fits that lane that I've chosen to be in as an artist, and so that leaves a lot of songs left over to that I want to find a home for, and it's really cool when that happens. It's another something to be thankful for, it's I love hearing artists say, hey, it's got your song, and that's happened a couple times, and that will never get old, because that's another award, basically, that I celebrate. It feels like a win.
Oh, well, and it should, because, those songs have gone to some pretty heavy hitters.
Yeah, the Jason Aldean one was crazy cool. That song resurfaced after years just sitting around.
Wow.
Tyler Hubbard and I wrote it when we were in college, and we never expected it to, see the light of day. It's a song, a dark, moody song about a stripper, so whoever thought that would see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
But it did on one of the format's biggest Stars Records. So that was super cool.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, and you've been on the road with some big stars, too. I mean, Darius Rucker, Dierks, Florida Georgia Line. How is that going for you?
It's awesome. Right now, I'm just kicking off the Sounds of Summer tour with Dierks all summer long. And that's crazy. We're setting the bar high for a really, energy-packed show that fans can come and see and expect to get their money's worth. You know, we're all committed to this being the best show on the road this summer. And so it's a really cool vibe out here, and we're having a blast.
So, Kanan, what's the next song, the next single we can expect to hear from you? Is it kind of along the lines?
I can't tell you that yet.
What? Oh, no.
I can't tell you that, because Love You Like That, we're still climbing. So.
Oh, shoot.
We'll announce that after we get this number one, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think you're going to have any trouble with that. But what we can do is go and get your album, Bronco.
Yes.
We can grab that one.
I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. And I know that that's very, very personal for you with your brother. And thank you for sharing your stories. I mean, you know, like you've said before in interviews, we've all been through struggles. But, you know, you find the peace in it and the healing. And we can all use some of that.
It's important that we do that as artists, I think, you know, is tell the truth and you know, what I've been through, chances are you've been through a lot of the same things. You know, we all experience similar things as human beings, and so that's what I love about music, and what I especially love about country music is that we tell honest stories that people can relate to, and I tried to do that with Bronco. I tried to pick songs I felt like people could find pieces of themselves in, you know, because it's what brings us together and makes us all, you know, makes us all unique at the same time. It's kind of funny how it does that, but I'm really, really excited about how this album does a good job tying things together.
Well, and of course, we are so excited to see you at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino August 1st. Tickets are on sale right now. Get them while you can. It's Hard Rock Casino, SiouxCity.com, or stop by the Rock Shop. Kanan, thank you so much for calling. We will see you
in
August.
Absolutely, Josie. Thanks for the time. I'm really excited. I can't wait to get out of there. It's going to be a high-energy show.
We will see you soon.
Sounds good.